We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote.
We're going already.
5 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. 5-0. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 23.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 23.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. This would be for additions of $596.56. This is just adjusted dollars for a homestead exemption from Nebraska Department of Revenue. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor, the motion carries. Lastly, approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rates for the political subdivisions for 2020 and 2021. You all have copies of them, I believe.
Resolution 2027.
Patty, did Wymore Rural end up with a lesser?
Fire.
Oh, there we go.
That's what was reported, and I believe that a CPA did that one. So, I don't know. And then the ones you see
Portland.
Blank are set by the other counties, and I don't have those yet because you have until October 15th to set them, like for Hallam, all the schools down below. These are just Gage County levies, so.
On the Cortland General, it says Cortland Land or Lank. Is that Cortland Lancaster?
Mm-hmm.
That's one that you have, but it's for Lancaster?
Or it's Cortland Lancaster Fire, and I set it, but Lancaster has to send me the valuation that they have in their county that Cortland Fire goes to.
So they're actually under as well, though.
Because we don't have an MFO this year, right? Well, if you hit general and sinking, Eric, you've got 3, I think.
Oh, that's how they did it, was general and sinking.
Yeah, because if you look over here to my, I always give you this sheet so it gives you an idea of what they asked for. It's kind of my worksheet just to give you guys an idea of what different political subdivisions asked for. Cortland, Lancaster, that goes to a 3 cent because sinking is considered part of the 3. Bond is outside. So they have a bond, too, also.
Any questions on any of the tax rates for political subdivisions? You guys review it a little more. You just got it today.
Yeah, they're not really due till the 15th, so I suppose if there's any amendments, they will let me know. I had Lisa across the hall look at all those, too. She's always good at digging through budgets to make sure, because they have to sometimes have it broken down on their side a little more in detail than I do. So,
any comments from the board on tax rates? We have a motion by Byers, second by Dorn, to approve Resolution 2027 accepting tax rates for political subdivisions for 2020-2021. Please vote. 5 in favor, the motion carries. Boy, you got off easy, Patty.
Yeah, I got to go get to class.
All right. Anything else for equalization? Nothing? All right. We'll adjourn equalization at 8:37 on the clock. You guys get